Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we've been looking at faithful sayings from the pastoral epistles. We took our text verse in 1 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 15, where the Bible declares, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation." That's been our theme this week. But that verse went on to say that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And there we saw the gospel and our redemption. In 1 Timothy 3:1 on Tuesday, we saw where the Bible declares this is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. There we saw the gospel and its responsibility. And then Wednesday, 1 Timothy 4, verse 8, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of life that now is, and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation." Yesterday we were in 2 Timothy 2, verse 11. "It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us." So we have seen the gospel and our redemption, the gospel and our responsibility, the gospel and its reputation, the gospel and our reign, and today we conclude this thought with the gospel and its reward. Titus chapter 3, verse 8, "This is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, and they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men." Now, we touched on this yesterday when we talked about the gospel and our reign. If we suffer for him, we shall also reign with him. Well, today we're looking in a little stricter sense, the gospel and its reward, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. Well, of course, maintaining good works, but let me see if I can say it this way. There are those who believe that you lose your salvation if you cease to do good works. But the scripture teaches that you lose the reward and uses the comparison of a runner. If you lead the first three laps, but it's a four-lap race, and just prior to the finish line stumble and fall, my friend, then you come in last. If you place, you come in last. What I'm trying to say is you must maintain that. You must continue, you must maintain to receive a reward. How many people do you know of that have walked the narrow path and then sometime later in their life, for whatever reason, just bam, and they ruin their testimony. They ruin their testimony before God and men. And as a result, with it goes their reward. The Bible says these things are good and profitable unto men. Now there's two senses here. Profitable unto the men that we maintain good works in front of. It's a good testimony for God's people to maintain good works. It's profitable in that sense, profitable to lost humanity. But it's also profitable to the men who maintain the good works. There's going to be a reward when we get to heaven. And there are those who would argue, oh no, heaven's going to be equality, all equal. Do you think the person who lives a minimum daily requirement of Christianity in their lives is going to have the same reward as someone who gives their life on the foreign field as a missionary and suffers daily? I mean, all of the things that we take for granted and enjoy? No, I tell you that's where true justice is going to come into play, and that the Lord is going to reward those that deserve it. The gospel and its reward. This is a faithful saying. Father, take the faithful sayings, we pray, and use them in the hearts and lives of people this week in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great weekend.